The lightsaber was a big mistake. Totally unaware of their sergeant's true identity, one of the GAS recruits cried out in alarm, and another yelled, "Jedi!" Blaster fire began to scream out from the pet ramp, turning the darkened platform into a blinding storm of color and flashes. The imposter began to bat bolts back toward the GAS recruits, and shrieking passengers raced about in the dark, slamming into walls and one another. Then the imposter landed less than 2 meters away from Luke. He whirled into a shoulder-high slash, simultaneously batting bolts aside and trying to behead Luke. With his own lightsaber still waiting for him at the rendezvous point, Luke could only drop to a crouch and spin into a sweeping heel kick, which the Sith avoided by leaping back out of range. A gurgle of pain and astonishment suddenly spilled from the sergeant's mouth. Then his lightsaber dropped to his side and deactivated. An instant later, his body thumped to the platform, and he began to wail in agony. "Everyone okay?" Vistara asked, using the wailing of her victim to mask her own voice.
"Yep,"
Ben answered. When he spoke again, his voice was moving closer to Vistara.
"Are you?"
"I'm fine."
Vistara's voice was warm.
"How about you, old man?"
"Not a scratch," Luke said, more surprised at Vistara's quick reaction than he should have been. How many times had she saved his life? And Ben's? "Thanks. Again."
"My pleasure,"
Vistara said. More blaster fire sounded from high up on the pet ramp, followed by the snap of breaking bones and the thud of bodies being thrown into walls. In the flashing light, Luke caught a glimpse of two athletic shadows, Doran and Saha, leaping over the separation barrier onto the downside of the pet ramp.
"A lev trap should be arriving any second," Luke said. "You two go ahead and board."
"You coming?"
Ben asked out of the darkness.
"Right behind you."
Luke reached out in the Force and found the boiling cloud of anguish that was the wounded imposter's Force aura. He hated the idea of killing any enemy in cold blood, even a Sith. But he couldn't take Sith prisoners, and leaving the man alive was not an option. He had recognized Vistara Kai, and if he survived to report that to his superiors, the Lost Tribe would realize that the Jedi had arrived.
"I need to take care of something."
A soft female hand touched his arm.
"No, you don't,"
Vistara said.
"He's not going to tell anyone what he saw."
The lights of a Levtram appeared in the transit lane, and Luke felt Doran and Saha reaching out to him as they scurried past. They were pouring reassurance into the Force, letting him know that the fight had been obscured by darkness, and that meant it would be difficult to confirm that the Jedi had been involved. After all, no matter what the GAS recruits thought they had seen, anyone the Sith sent to investigate would quickly realize that the only lightsaber involved belonged to a member of the Lost Tribe.